In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In 1906, the city of San Francisco was ravaged by one of the most devastating earthquakes in history. The following Sunday, a newspaper story reported, "All that is left of San Francisco attended religious services today. Never in the history of the city has there been such an outpouring to divine services. All San Francisco was on its knees. Men who have never been to church in their lives were among the most devout worshipers today." There's an old saying, there are no atheists in foxholes. It is true, in the hour of bitter need, faith grips our hearts and we turn to God. But it is sad that often, when our misery is relieved, faith evaporates and God's mercy is forgotten. That is the story of 9 of the 10 lepers. In the gospel reading traditionally appointed for Thanksgiving Day, from the 17th chapter of Luke. Leprosy in those times was called the living death, considered actually worse than death itself, because from the very moment a person was diagnosed with this dreaded disease, he had to separate himself forever from human society. He could not even go back to say goodbye to his own family. It was just as if the leper had suddenly and unexpectedly died. Yet he was not dead. Death would have been a welcome relief. Instead, the leper must live out his life only among other lepers, an isolated colony with no outside help or communication, health slowly deteriorating, death slowly but relentlessly approaching. Today, leprosy is known as Hansen's disease. With modern drugs, it can be controlled. There is no need now for a leper to be separated from society. But in the ancient Orient, leprosy was a terrible epidemic. People lived in dread fear of contracting it. So those afflicted with leprosy were shunned from society. To be healed of leprosy was literally to come back from the dead, perhaps even more wonderful and miraculous. Like those 10 lepers, we are all afflicted with a dreadful disorder. Not a physical uncleanness on the outside like their leprosy, but a spiritual uncleanness on the inside called sin. An ugly, malignant spiritual disease that slowly leads to death, eternal death, and damnation. No one is immune from its ravages, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one who is righteous, not even one. But be of good cheer. Jesus had pity on the 10 lepers, and he also has pity for you. As he entered the village, the 10 lepers stood at a distance, forbidden to come any closer. Somehow they had heard about Jesus, his miraculous powers, that he had raised people from the dead and even cured victims of leprosy. They got word that he was nearby. Perhaps an anxious relative broke the rules and went out to a loved one in the leprosy colony, yelling from a safe distance the good news, Jesus is coming. They knew Jesus was their only hope to once again have life. From a distance, they cried out, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. That was the cry of faith. He replied simply, show yourselves to the priest. The priests must declare them cured before they could return to society. Again, all 10 lepers show their faith in Jesus. They obey his word without question. And on the way, they are cleansed, brought back from living death, that dreadful disease gone from their bodies, restored again to health and life. You too have been cleansed, spiritually cleansed, by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. In holy baptism, God washed away your sins through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, granting you faith to trust in Jesus, making you born again as a child of God. You too have been brought back from death. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. You too have been restored again, redeemed, restored, forgiven through Jesus' precious blood. Just as Jesus healed the 10 lepers of their dreadful disease, he himself is the cure for your malignant spiritual disease of sin. He gave himself for your sins and was raised to life for your justification. Because of his sacrifice, God forgives you. Because he paid the penalty in your place, your guilt is canceled. Because he rose again, you shall rise from death to eternal life with Jesus in heaven. The 10 lepers that day received an astonishing, wondrous, miraculous physical cleansing. But 9 of the 10, when their misery was relieved, forgot God's mercy and went off on their own way. Only one returned to give thanks, and he was a lowly Samaritan. At Jesus' feet, he bows to give God the glory. Jesus proclaims to him, "Arise and go. Your faith has made you well. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." Were not 10 healed, Jesus asks? Where are the others? In worship here on the Sabbath day, like that one thankful leper, we bow at the Lord's feet to praise God for our astonishing, wondrous, miraculous spiritual cleansing. But so many pews are empty. Where are the others? Where are you when you are absent from the Lord's house? Is it really more important than returning to give thanks to God? In adult Bible class and Sunday school, we study God's Word to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But so many seats are empty. Where are the others? Where are you and your children when you miss out? Is it really more worthwhile than sitting at your master's feet and hearing your master's voice? In Holy Communion, Jesus prepares a banquet table, giving his own body and blood with the bread and wine to strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. But so many ignore and disregard his invitation. Where are the others? Where are you when you neglect the sacrament? Is it really a good reason to decline your Savior's invitation to eat and drink with him in his holy supper? We show gratitude to God through giving to the work of his kingdom, giving time, talent, and treasure. But it seems much of this giving is done only by a few, like the one leper out of 10 who returned to give thanks. Where are the others? Where are you when God presents opportunities for you to give of yourself back in thankful service to Him? Is it really a higher priority than rendering thankful service to your Savior, giving with gratitude in your heart to God? Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Do not be like the 9 ungrateful lepers. Forget not His mercy and kindness. Forget not His compassion and forgiveness. Forget not His blessings and love. Not just on Thanksgiving Day, but throughout the year, throughout your life, be like the one grateful leper. Return with thanksgiving and give God the glory. Amen.